two, three, four.
If I were the devil, first thing that I'd do is I'd come off like I ever gave a damn about you. I'd let you catch a peek of all your greatest desires, then I'd watch the flames in your eyes burn like hellfire. Find all the wolves in the land, and I'd make them fight each other tooth and nail and hand to hand. Find all the sheep, make them stir up the pot, 'cause once the wolves have killed each other, sheep are what I want. The devil walks among us, friends, I know this is true, and I don't know if he's red, and I don't know if he's blue. One thing that I know, need to take a look around. If I were the devil, this world wouldn't be my playground. Place that thorny crown on my furrowed brow, well, I'd shine in all the tears of joy yelling from the crowd. Right. Once a brainwashed parents, and I have the world.
So, top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast, this Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. The conclusion, right around the conclusion of the Samhain stuff, you know, the druidic stuff. I thought about, you know, now that we're through the Halloween stuff, we sort of touched on it last week, talked about it in the past, but, you know, doing the explainer thing that I talked about in the first hour. The after-school video that was published last October 2022, The Mysterious Origin of Halloween, featuring Randall Carson. It's very, I mean, if you're paying attention, it's pretty disturbing, I would say. In a very disarming sort of way, if that is a thing. The J.P. Sears thing, another thing that was interesting about that, you know, they basically, what I was trying to get at in that interview is, you know, they talked about how, gosh, you know, it'd be great to make something a person's idea, their own idea, because once you can do that, it's, you know, that's kind of the, if I were the devil, that's the way I would do it. I would want to make a suggestion and have people adopt it as their own idea, because then, as the cliche goes, it's easier to fool a person than to convince them they've been fooled. And, you know, to quote the decider himself, it's easy, you know, you can... If you don't stand for something, then you'll fall. Well, something, you know, if you fool me once, you know, you can't get shame on whatever, you know. I think that's about how he said it. It was something like that. Anyway, interesting, you know, that they mentioned that. One of the guys in the interview also alluded to the Baudelaire quote. Baudelaire is the one who popularized it. There are many others who made the observation that the finest trick of the devil is to persuade you that he didn't exist or doesn't exist. Interesting stuff. I'll get back to the other thing. I need to, you know, before we go to the phones here in a second, let's just get the other clip out of the way. I mentioned this morning or at the outset of today's broadcast in the first hour, the story where the narrative, the wagon circled around the tractor trailer, you know, the unlocked tractor trailer deal. But the early reports were that the body of Robert Card were found, or the body of Robert Card was found in a dumpster. And that was information that was provided by law enforcement. So can we play that one? Main shooting suspect found dead in dumpster. Can we play that? By chance? Yeah, it was right after the Wayfaring Stranger this morning. It's way back up in. I'm making Julie sweat this morning, but it's Julie Friday, so I can do that. Because then Julie gets, you know, she goes on vacation and basically gets
so down this roadway, Capitol Avenue, is where Main Recycling is at, and that is where Robert Card used to work, and that is where Robert Card's body was found at 7:45 tonight. Police sources telling our sister station WMTW that his body was actually found in a dumpster. Now that opens up so many questions. How did he end up there? And, you know, John brought up a really good question earlier. You know, where was he? His car was found about a mile away from the recycling facility at the boat ramp here in Lisbon, where police were searching for days, including diving in the water to find any clues of where he could be. And tonight we are learning that his body was found at this recycling center that's behind me that is being combed through by a heavy police presence to try and determine how Robert Card got there, dying of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to police. Ed?
So, Jen, give us a sense, if you would, of the timeline that you experienced. I mean,
so
there was a...
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll come back to that, but Jennifer Pignatti, is she a Pignatti? I don't know. She seems to be expressing the normal skepticism that most of us would be expressing. Police sources telling our sister station that he was, the suspect was found in a dumpster. In a location that had already been swept twice. And they're diving in the water and they can't find him. 2-day manhunt, can't find the guy. Find him about a mile from where his vehicle was abandoned. Amazing. 350 law enforcement officers of one variety or another, you know, continuity of government stuff. You know, a multi-jurisdictional task force. And they can't find him. Reminds me of Bill Cooper and Osama bin Laden. The greatest intelligence apparatus in the world, and they can't find him. And some doofus jerk-off reporter with a camera crew goes and interviews him in a cave. It's the same kind of absurdity. It's a Hollywood ending, you know. Find him in a dumpster. What happened? And law enforcement officials tell their sister station, WMTW, that his body was actually found in a dumpster. This raises serious questions. She's right. How did he end up there? When did he shoot himself and throw himself in a dumpster? And then, of course, you know, the ranks close around the official narrative and, yeah, nothing to see here. And then WMTW has the explainer. Authorities explain where Maine gunman's body was found. Explainer. We always see this. It's interesting how, you know, the gaps get sewn up, but never mind. No one seems to ask the obvious Gladio archetype strategy of tension questions. Why are all of these people hearing voices? Was he on psychotropics? Stands to reason that he was. based on the, you know, the official narrative alone. And why would anyone think that more of what isn't working would somehow work better? Governor Kathy Hochul calling on all available resources to prevent future hate crimes in Jewish communities and schools across New York. What isn't working, let's do more of it. Like the Keystone cops that can't find the guy after a two-day search a mile from... Yeah, but you don't know where he was in that time. No, I don't. Nope, I don't. But yeah, the whole story stinks to high heaven as far as I'm concerned. None of it adds up. It's very strange. And it has all of the hallmarks of the usual Manchurian Patsy kind of a story. So, anyway, to the phones. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes.
Good morning, sir.
You're playing 1959 Greenwich Village country blues there. Something must be going on.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the styles of Greenwich Village in the late 50s and early 60s?
I think so.
Has anyone called the Lewiston area hospital units to see if there ever was the carnage that they reported, I wonder?
I'm sure not at this point. We're so just saturated with this kind of stuff that, you know, that would be the logical thing to do. But, you know, we've been shamed away from doing those kinds of logical things. You know, you might get a $1 trillion Sandy Hook lawsuit, like a certain someone or something like that. So no, I'm right. Sure no one does that because we have to look away and be afraid, afraid.
Yeah. I detect a sullen gloom in the skies of Montana this morning. Am I right or what?
It's pretty ridiculous.
What do you mean? I just called up to say hi and brighten up the show type thing. Not that it wasn't bright, of course.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Welcome to the Gaslight Cafe.
Well, you know, I'll tell you a story. In World War I, my grandfather was shot twice in the legs with one of those rifles they say what killed Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
And he survived both times. So there's truth to these. This is how it goes. Kennedy was first, they said it was one rifle and then it was another rifle. And they settled on a rifle that wasn't that serious rifle. If it had been a Mauser, that my grandfather had been shot with, that would have been a different thing. But we're talking about the facts and the reported facts. And the alleged assassin in Lewiston, is it true that I heard that he shot himself twice in the head? Did they try that one?
I'm not sure about that at this point, yeah.
That's another
but
one.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, you had it on automatic and you pulled the trigger, sort of thing.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
And of course, there's all these other international things. Now, here's one I got last night. I just forget who, or it was yesterday. They said that Turkey has sent 100 ships down to... that hot spot. What do you call that place? Israel? Is that one true, or do we know that? Or
well, again, yeah. What can we believe?
Yeah,
that's the rumor. I would say, yeah.
Well, today is Wednesday, right? Yesterday was Halloween, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I thought I'd give you a call and, you know, do my, I heard you mention, what was it, critical analysis?
Higher criticism, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Thank you.
Yea hath God said is what that translates in my mind.
Say again? Hey, hath.
Yea hath God said. Genesis chapter 3 is what that translates to in my mind.
Yeah.
That's what it's always, it always seems to kind of center around that, from the days of Plato to Pyrrho to Sextus Empiricus, you know, that what is questioned is the rock, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is always in view somewhere there in the crosshairs.
Well, I'll take a chance and I'll say that, I really don't think that Lewiston thing happened. Certainly not the way they said it did. And if they want to sue me, they are welcome to cross the 49th parallel, come up and sue me. That's okay. but it is a bad precedent for the rest of America, or in terms of what they're trying to do socially, which is trying to take the guns away, okay? Take the freedoms away, what have you. So, and I looked at that. Go ahead. That guy's picture. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'll wait. Go ahead.
Well, he looks to me like a hitman, okay? And what happens is they, if the op was done, the person that they said that did the shooting probably didn't do it, because if they're going to do shooting, they're going to get people that aren't going to, they won't be on psychotropics. They're definitely professionals. Dealey Plaza, November 22nd, 1963. Those are professionals that did that job.
Yep.
Not some guys hopped up on you know, some kind of drugs, because if the guy's hopped up on drugs, he probably won't be able to control the guy, except that he goes to a certain spot and they shoot him there, right?
Yeah.
And then say, hey, there's the body.
Yep.
But if there's going to be shooting done, they got professionals to do it.
Yep. That's a fact.
So, I think on that note, I'll start looking up the area code of Maine there, and maybe I'll do some phone calling around.
I think everyone should be doing that, and not in a, you know, provocateur sort of way, but just asking the legitimate questions in a normal, level-headed sort of way. Hey, you know, is there? And if a lot of people started doing that, I wonder what would happen.
Well, excuse me, in the old days, they called that due diligence, didn't they?
Yeah, right.
Right.
We actually tried to find, get to the bottom of things.
Go ahead.
But.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would you said they're trying to take the guns away.
Yeah.
I would say the nuance, you know, part of getting to what I was talking about, trying to get the people to clamor in communitarian fashion to take guns away from each other and to hand them over themselves. Because like Nicky Rapana reminded us, communitarianism trains people to force their beliefs on others with motherly love. And, you know, but they're not their beliefs. Like Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, people will not be allowed to know how their beliefs or from where their beliefs and convictions were generated, even though they have, you know, by sort of... in adhesive fashion, they have adopted these things or associated themselves with these things as if it's their thing, and then inflicting them upon one another. It's a crazy thing, in contravention to what we actually know.
You want to talk some more?
Sure. Yeah, if you want to.
All righty.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraine, Ltd. at Cox.net, for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
I lost my fortune long ago. All I have is my old banjo, but my voice is true and my arms are strong.
So, speaking of the whatever, you know, the strategy of tension episode, the Lewiston, Maine strategy of tension episode, let's see, there was, you know, speaking of the reaction, there's the WCVB Channel 5 Boston video. Maine residents grow frustrated as details about gunmen come to light. Oh my goodness. You know, we have a responsibility to protect and even to prevent. And then there was, let's see, this other one, ABC 7 Maine Mass, shooting suspect left suicide note addressed to his son, sources say, but not exactly a suicide note. And then this, you know, again, the hallmarks, the same hallmarks always, News Nation, it's Chris Cuomo, so I'm not going to you know, we won't play that. If it were anybody else, we'd probably play at least some of this clip, but it's Chris Cuomo, and I'm not going to subject anyone to that. Neighbor Rick Goddard, longtime neighbor of the suspect, you know, says the family is prominent. Reminds me of John Hinckley Jr., you know, that kind of situation. Was it a family that threw someone under the bus? Anyway, longtime neighbor Rick Goddard says no one in this community would suspect this. We never would have guessed. It's always that story. We always have to get that. And so the point here, aside from all of the other stuff, you know, per the usual hallmarks of this kind of stuff, is once again, you know, you always have the neighbor or the friend. Lately, you know, we always get the neighbor that says, I never would have, you know, never would have guessed. This guy, you know, totally surprises me. Doesn't sound like him at all. Which basically, psychologically, speaking of anchoring and confirmation bias and the five psychological experiments that I mentioned earlier that prey on these things, it gets us to not trust ourselves. Can't trust yourself. Don't believe the people around you. Don't believe what you think you know. Only believe what the authorities tell you. So, anyway, thoughts, James?
Well, you know, they asked Jack Ruby's girls after Jack Ruby shot Oswald. They had him on the national news, and one reporter's asking one of his girls, is Jack Ruby the kind of man who could do this kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
She looked, and she didn't say yes. She just sort of nodded her head, right? Well, that's the kind of question that, you know, is, well, and I just wanted to follow up because what you mentioned a minute ago, this falls in line with your question, who's in charge and who decides, you see?
Right.
It's but, yeah, they always have the witnesses out there. Yeah, I knew him for 25 years.
And then you have...
He was an upstanding man and so on and so then, forth, right?
Like, yep, and like you said, then there are the experts. I mean, you mentioned Jack Ruby, and so there are the experts like the Lewis Jollyon Wests and the William Joseph Bryans who said, oh, no, that guy was clearly crazy. We interviewed him already. You interviewed him? That's interesting, huh?
Right.
For what? Well, we knew the suspect already. Well, tell me about that. Nah, I got to go. I got a thing I got to get to, but anyway, he was crazy. I'm out.
Yes, and... Well, it was an op, and this year has been pretty good for ops, it looks to me, you know, and
yeah. I think about the training that goes into this too. Speaking of the psychological manipulation of people, the discussion of what's his name? Tom. Oh gosh, it was the Parkland thing, and we played the clip a million times. It's
The hog.
Tom Kersting, who talks about the silhouette target in the inversion of, you know, World War II. Guys don't want to shoot at people. They go from a round target to a silhouette target, suddenly it flips. 80% of soldiers want to shoot at people now with this, just with the silhouette target. Now we have first person shooter games that are realistic, psychotropic drugs, Trevor Aronson talking about the terror factory, and then we see, like I talked about recently, the lady who does a mag dump into the back of a car with a hostage. So female officer. Anyway,
Yeah,
we're headed into a break.
Okay.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Find myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home.
Being a man is what you make it. You can't always live up to expectations. You try to please everybody while you struggle, so you fake it and end up out of balance, compromising situations. As a good man, do what he should, man. Give everything he has and do everything he could, man. You might find yourself feeling all alone inside a house you built that you don't recognize as home. And that's what my daddy told me, and I'll tell my son the same. Now that I'm older, I relate, and I actually feel his pain. He never cried, he might have lied, but he did not complain. And he said, son, one day you'll have to do the same. I get emotional when I stop and think, and I look around beyond the county lines of my small town. I think about all the men out there who feel like I do now, who are screaming on the inside but won't ever make a sound.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand.
Welcome back.
I just hope I can explain.
I want to play one other thing real fast. Speaking of Tom Kersting, we should play that real fast. For posterity's sake, because it's always the same thing on loop. If we could just know who's mentally ill while we're engineering mental illness in society, think about what's going on. in Ivy League schools, we are engineering mental illness. People are being told, you know what? Gender is a social construct, and, you know, whatever, I mean, if you identify as a cloud or a twinkly star, maybe, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. That's mental illness. If we just knew, if we could just figure out who's mentally ill, I don't know, is there an epidemic of Amish people committing mass shootings? Are Amish people going to fight for Israel? Are they signing up to prevent the next 9/11? I'm just, you know, as an example, they probably are not propagandized the same way, probably don't play first-person shooter games, probably aren't on psychotropics, probably aren't isolated and alone online and social media and chat rooms where, you know, the FBI has an opportunity to groom them in, as you know, a part of what Trevor Aronson refers to as the terror factory. So speaking of the change, you know, just what it means psychologically, the shift from a round target to a silhouette target. This was the Parkland moment back in 2018. So the clip from today, Megyn Kelly hosting, psychologist, Florida shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz showed many warning signs. It's always that. So this is what's her name? I forget her name. She talks first, and then Tom Kersting weighs in. So can we play that real quick, please?
Two issues, right, that we are struggling with. One is the mental health piece of this, and then one is gun control and access to guns and all of that. So there are two kind of simultaneous and parallel arguments. And the issue for me as a psychotherapist is, how do I make sure that people who are not stable mentally, who are not thinking clearly and making good decisions, don't have access to the thing that can kill so many other people? Mm-hmm. And that's where we're having a challenge. In New York, if I believe that someone is suicidal, I can call a registry and say, this person needs to go on a no gun list because they could be at risk for hurting themselves, but it's not a no gun list because I think they're at risk for hurting someone else.
There's another piece to this also that really will resonate. World War I. The average combat soldier, only 10% of combat soldiers were capable of pulling the trigger at point-blank range. By Vietnam, 80% were. And the difference was that the targets they used during World War I were paper bullseye targets, and the ones they used to train soldiers in Vietnam were human silhouettes. So think of the desensitization just from something as trivial as that. And now, look at the society we live in, with kids playing first shooter video games, being exposed to violent content all day long, mm-hmm. and think about how their mind is absorbing that, and perhaps that plays into why we're having these types of things happening.
I feel like it has to be all right, an all-in approach, right?
We can leave it there. The other lady is a psychologist, psychotherapist. She's a psycho, all right, Jennifer Hartstein. All right, so we got other calls we got to get to here in a second, but James, thoughts?
Well, wasn't it Fletcher Prouty who said that secret team is always the same people?
Yeah.
I'll just leave
exactly.
it at that.
Yeah.
We'll Amen. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Carolyn. I know.
Enjoy your coffee at the Gaslight Cafe, sir. Much appreciated, as always. I think about Greenwich Mean Time often these days. You know, do we think about, you know, I've talked about British intrigue and all of that. Why is that Zulu time? Why there? You know, if America is truly the only remaining superpower, I digress. Back to the phones, Mike in Kentucky. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
One of Home Alone stars Macaulay Culkin's first movie was with Tim. What was his name? Tim. I can't remember the actor's name anyway. He played a Vietnam vet who actually never was in country, it turns out. He was having all these back-and-forth delusions throughout the whole movie about two different parallel lives after he returned from Vietnam. Turns out Operation White Coat was a real thing. The movie was kind of a parody of that, where they actually gave customized LSD to soldiers in the Philippines to experiment with improving the, quote, kill ratio, even after, as you said, the pop-up reactionary human-shaped targets of the 1950s after Korea, when they realized there was a lot of ammo being wasted and the military wanted to accomplish stuff so that they could brag about it politically. And I guess it became less of a thing to sell more ammo, you know. But the movie's called Jacob's Ladder. And for some reason, I can't remember the Tim actor's name. He's a real boyish-looking guy, so he was really good for the role because he looks like an innocent guy caught in something he doesn't understand. And when I saw that movie at the end of it there, where it explains that that was a real, that this is a fictional parody of what actually
Tim
was
Robbins
going on.
Tim Robbins is who you're talking about, right?
Tim
it's a
Robbins.
Young Tim Robbins, yeah.
Yes, yes, I'm sorry. For some reason, Tim Robbins. I could not remember his name. But anyway, that anybody that hasn't watched that, it's pretty, it's a mind screw kind of a thing, you know. And his chiropractor plays psychiatrist through the whole thing, keeps having to rescue him, and there's these spooks that are constantly trying to make contact with him, and platoon members that are trying to contact him and tell him what's going on. He's actually dying on a stretcher, hallucinating all this stuff. You find out at the end, not the ruined plot. Oops, spoiler alert, too late. But Joyce Riley, whatever you think of those folks, Dave Von Klass and Joyce Riley had their problems, you know, with the Power Hour. But they did once call a documentary called Beyond Treason, which also mentions Operation White Coat and some other scandalous stuff, you know, to do with our grunts being exploited beyond anything Smedley Butler ever imagined, I think.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other thing I would mention is the materials from the supposedly Scientology group, which there's a lot of people in there that are Christians, called Citizens Commission on Human Rights. And Industry of Death, I forget, there's several of them. One of them goes into all the stuff that was done to our military as psychiatry first gained some credibility under the attempts to remedy so-called shell-shocked from World War One and World War Two. They called it shell-shocked when you had post-traumatic stress disorder from battlefield stuff.
Insert George Carlin clip here on, you know, dishonest language and euphemisms.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Shell-shocked.
Yeah.
Nice little alliteration there. Makes it more palatable. Shell-shocked, as opposed to some other term that would be more accurate. But I forgot what I was going to say now. The Citizens Commission for Human Rights documentaries are worth the watch. There's probably about five of them that are worthy of taking a look at two or three times each, really. But the one about the military is particularly sad, and for what they've done. But there's more, but I guess I'll let you go with that. That's all, what came to my mind when you were talking about that, this, the psychology of warfare and these human pop-up shaped human-shaped targets. When I first found out about that, to improve the kill ratio, I started asking some of the military people that I know about that were in the military in the 50s. Some of them had their marksman badge and stuff, and they didn't get that. It's almost like this was done for special operations type infantry troops, so not everybody knew about it. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that were going in to be a radio repair technician or a truck driver, welder, or something, you know, the guy that was on KP peeling potatoes, he didn't get that type of special training. So the generally dumb public
stuff. Yep.
Well, the generally dumb public didn't find out about it for a long time because it was initially a minority of troops and probably was experimental.
it always funnels out, and eventually that becomes the thing, yeah. Kind of like the SWAT stuff, special weapons and tactics becomes.
Did you catch the Army's of the Free Army video game they had about, 2006 is when I found out about that. The Army had a free video game.
I don't think so.
Oh, they were using it as a recruitment tool, but it was some kind of a combat game, too. They've really preconditioned any of the economically corralled that end up joining the military. They're ripe for further development.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, thanks.
Much appreciated, Mike. Yeah, definitely ripe. You know, whether Henry Kissinger said it or not, military men are dumb, stupid animals, cannon fodder. It ends up being true, unfortunately, in most cases. Naive, and it's unfortunate. You know, I wonder what would happen. There's an interesting clip. We don't have time for that, but Julie will probably want to shoot me. It's been a busy morning on this broadcast today. There was a version in Hebrew. There's a version in English. And is it really Hebrew or is it Yiddish? That's a longer conversation. Who are the Hebrews? Are they the namesake of this language? Where'd they go? Wikipedia even has some interesting things to say on that stuff. Message to the Israeli people. And I was thinking about playing some of this. Maybe we'll come back and do this later. Shannon Morris, a.k.a. Al-Qaeda operative Shahid Bolson, Shahid King Bolson, Shahid Martyr King, Martin Luther King, Bolson, his mother's maiden name. A message to the Israeli people from the Middle Nation YouTube channel. You can watch it if you want. But, you know, what's interesting is, you know, you watch it and it speaks to the concerns so many people have. Then all of a sudden you realize, goodness sakes, you know, well, you don't really from the video. If you are unfamiliar, it's Al-Qaeda operative Shahid Bolson, and it speaks to Kinzinger's Christian Taliban. You know, there is that side, and then there's this side, that whole discussion, fomenting sides. And look what's happening all around us. But Pike's letter is not a real thing. 100 years ago, there was no Israel as it is known today. I would say it's a biblical counterfeit. What correlation does it have to Genesis 12:7, the promise to Abram and his descendants? Abram, later Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, / Israel. What correlation is there? Anyway, there was no such thing as Israel. Herzlstan, I think we should call it, or Ziostan or something like that. And there was no Saudi Arabia. But now we have these two wellsprings of this kind of stuff. They somehow are not at war with each other. We're gaslighted. The reality is the wellspring of radical Islam is Saudi Arabia. That's a fact. Bibi says, not that we can believe anything he says, but, you know, he says Hamas is ISIS. Well, where does ISIS come from? Saudi Arabia. Israel groomed Hamas. Talked about that from, you know, the week after the October 7 nonsense, whatever you want to call that. On forward. Israel allowed the incubation of Hamas. Why? So that you can do what is happening now, justifiably, so to speak. in a moral relativist, social Darwinist world, the end justifies the means. But wait, historically, you know, you guys were the terrorists. At least that's what Menachem Begin and, you know, that's what Begin and Ben-Gurion and all these guys were saying historically. And, you know, for that matter, Netanyahu's daddy and grandfather, same thing, all in the effort to, you know, go back and read about Netanyahu's grandfather and the Greater Israel Initiative then, 100 years ago, 100 plus years ago, before there was a thing called Israel today. Is it beyond the realm of possibility that there might be means, motive, and opportunity here to engage in genocide? Oh, no, that's not possible. You can't talk like that. You're an anti-Semite if you say that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Never bother me much, cause I'll never stay long, always just passing through. Never did meet my father, never did have no son. So when my time is over, all my name is dead and gone. I'm on a last train to nowhere, and it's running right on time.
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Noam Chomsky can tell the truth. It turns out the Iron Dome suddenly works now. It's amazing. IDF forces can rescue a hostage. But, you know, we don't hear, like, where did they rescue? They bomb the crap out of Gaza. Where do they find these hostages and what's going on there? We see, you know, Hamas, you know, first person GoPro videos. You can see what we see. And, you know, is that not terrorism as theater? Come on, textbook stuff. Anyway, in the final moments here, can we just play a little bit of Noam Chomsky refutes Israel's claims? Can we do that, please?
Let's move forward.
Well, there are two levels of discussion here. One is about the facts on the ground and what should be done with it. Turn to that in a minute. A second is questions of what terminology to use to describe what's happening. Here, you can decide that you are willing to live in a bubble as distinct from the entire world. You're free to do that. There are three notions that came up. The biblical rights, which have absolutely no status, none. Nobody in the world can say, 2,000 years ago, here's my story of what happened, so therefore I have a right to do it now. You can't live in a world like that. Nobody in the world ever makes such a claim. You want to make it? Okay. But then just admit, I'm out of the world, I'm distinct from the world. Now, yes, totally distinct. If you really want to play that game, the Palestinians have more of a right to claim to be descendants of the population from 2,000 years ago than I do. My ancestors probably come from the Caucasus. Their ancestors come from Palestine. The Canaanim were correct about this. So you don't want to get into that game.
We're out of time, but that's interesting. You're separate. You know, Christians are called to be in the world, but not of it, is sort of the general aphorism that's applied. So that's interesting. That's an interesting clip. We're out of time, but there was more. It's just crazy what is going on all around us, and the gaslighting is in full effect. The psychological operations are in full effect, and let's not forget about mass formation while we're at it, and that free-floating anxiety that just is perpetuated. We are, again, we're steeped in it. We marinate in it constantly. So I think maybe shutting some of that stuff off is healthy. Go outside, start a garden. Talk to a friend, love your neighbor, you know, maybe try to decompress from some of this stuff if you get a chance, but we're steeped in it, man. It's difficult. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. Please pray for one another. Please support the network. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today.